Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Here's another Christmas wish with Kid Craddock in the Morning.
This is an awesome letter.
This is really cool. I think this is the first time we've had one like this.
It was written by a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And we actually have her mom on the phone right now. Hi, TJ.
Hello.
Good to talk to you, TJ. Now, your daughter wrote us a letter, with your permission, of course.
Yes, sir.
We are so impressed by Tony.
Yeah, it's not very often that we receive letters from kids.
For other people.
Other families, right. Which it's a beautiful thing. Tell us how you know the Martinez family.
My husband was in a boxing league with Ray when they were kids. And when we moved back to the area, we met up with them again.
And what prompted Tony to take it on herself to write this letter?
You know, I have no idea. She came into my room to tell me about your program, and my first reaction is, honey, we don't need it. Before I even said it, she said, I want to nominate the Martinez's. So, yeah, I was just tickled to death.
Well, we actually have April on the phone right now, and we want to bring her in. Hi, April.
Hi.
Do you have any idea what's going on right now?
No.
Do you know a little girl by the name of Tony, who's 13 years old?
Yes, sir.
Well, I have her mom on the phone, TJ.
Hey, TJ.
Hey, April.
Tony wrote us a letter here at the radio station, and we'd like to read it to you, if that's okay.
Okay.
My name is Tony, and I listen to your show every morning before school. Now, even though I'm only 13, I'm writing with my mom's permission and her information. I would like to nominate the Martinez family. The family consists of Ray and April, who are the parents, three boys ages 13, 8, and 6, one girl age 11, and a baby girl due on December 15th.
Talk about a full house, huh?
Yeah. Congratulations on the upcoming baby.
We got one on the way. She's coming Tuesday.
She continues with, in May, their trailer burned down because of the neighbor's house fire. In August, April's father passed away in a car accident. Right now, they're working at Circle 6 Baptist Camp 3 days a week. And when they're not working, they're always helping other people. It's been a tough year for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Tony, at 13 years old, decided to write this letter for us.
That means so much to me. I mean, that really, really gets me.
Not only because obviously you guys are a part of her family. She sees you guys as part of her family. And what we're going to do, April, thanks to TJ and Tony, is we're going to go ahead and grant you a Christmas wish.
Okay.
Now, what that consists of is you telling us about your kids.
Yes.
And and what they are looking for Christmas.
What is the boys into? You have talked my husband on that one here.
Well, let us talk to him. That's no problem.
Is Ray right there?
We can talk man to man.
Oh, yes, sir.
What's up, Ray? Ray?
Not much.
This is Big Al and JC from Kid Craddock in the Morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing good, man. A friend of yours, Tony, TJ's daughter, she's 13, and she wrote us a letter about your family, and we'd like to grant you guys a Christmas wish.
Oh, wow.
What are your boys, what do you think your boys, you got three boys, 13, 8, and 6, what are they into?
They're into sports. They like bikes. They like racing cars.
Bikes, racing cars.
Yes, but my 6-year-old just had a birthday, and he got a bike for his birthday from Tony's dad. And so the other two don't have new bikes, neither does my daughter. But, you know, that's totally up to y'all. Like I said, they're into sports. They like bikes.
Basketball, too.
You know.
All right.
Like football,
sporting stuff.
Everything.
Well, check off two bicycles for two kids, all right?
Oh, wow. Thank you.
And we'll get you some basketballs, a couple footballs.
Yeah.
We'll get you some cars to play with.
Now, what about your girl? She's 11.
Yeah, put April on the phone, because I'm sure she knows the girls a little bit better, because you're the man of the house.
Yes, sir. All right, here she is.
All right.
April, we took care of the boys and what they want. Now, you got to let us know what the little girls want.
She likes music.
Music?
Okay.
Well, here's what we'll do, April. We're going to give you a gift card to Toys R Us so that you and Ray can go into Toys R Us, leave the kids at home so they don't know what you're getting them, and just go shopping around that store and buy them whatever they want, okay?
Oh, my God. Oh, thank you.
Now, do you have a Christmas tree?
No.
You would swear I work for some type of Christmas tree park, because I'm always asking people to have a Christmas tree.
We want to make sure you get one.
I don't even have a Christmas tree. Well, we're going to make sure that you have a Christmas tree, all right?
Okay.
You need something to put the presents under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about you and Ray? What are you guys looking forward to this Christmas?
Just being with our family.
Just being with your family?
Stacy and TJ and Tony and her older sister, they are our family.
There you go.
April, can you tell us what this means to hear that Tony wrote this letter so that your family could have a good Christmas?
A lot. Words can't describe how I feel right now. Oh my goodness, I didn't know people cared so much.
Coming from a kid, because when you're 13, you're always thinking about yourself.
No, they don't. They help out a lot of people, too. She comes over sometimes and helps me clean the house.
TJ, do you feel extremely proud of your daughter, Tony?
Extremely. I am so just really blessed. Yes.
Both of you have beautiful people in your families.
Mm-hmm.
And April, we're going to go ahead and give you some money as well so that, you know, you guys could go buy some food. If you guys need a couple coats or whatever.
Get some paper towels, too, because you're just blubbering over there.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right, baby. That's all right. Merry Christmas.
We want you to put 2013 behind because it's been a tough year for you, April, and your family, and we want you guys to move forward and have the best 2014 possible, okay?
Okay.
Merry Christmas, April.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
No, thank you, guys.
Christmas wishes really do come true with Kid Craddock in the morning. Hey, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Hang all the mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better. How much fun is it gonna be together?
Christmas will be a very
Just read a Christmas wish.
Isn't it cool?
Written by a 13-year-old girl named Tony. And I thought that was really cool.
I did too.
For a 13-year-old girl to take time out of her day to actually think about other people mm-hmm. besides herself. Because I remember at 13, I was thinking about JC and that's it. And I thought we should get her on the phone and just kind of talk to her.
Yeah, we should have.
Let's see where her head's at. Hey, Tony.
Tony?
Tony, Tony, Tony.
They call me Tony.
Hello, Tony.
We might have
Hi.
To... Oh, there
you
go.
Are.
Hi.
How you doing, Tony?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Did you hear us read your Christmas wish on the air?
Yes.
Yes?
Cool.
Well, I just wanted to let you know on behalf of the show that we are extremely proud of you. Because at 13, you showed so much selflessness that you don't really see nowadays.
That was very cool, Tony. What made you think to write the letter?
Their daughter had said that there's no such thing as Santa. Oh.
What?
But.
And that just kind of struck a chord with you?
Huh?
That struck a chord with you? You felt like you needed to do something?
Yeah. And this is a way for me to prove to her that there is a such thing as Santa spirit.
Yeah, there is.
There you go.
Well, Tony, I understand you're a big fan of music, right?
Yes, sir.
Well,
get polite.
Thank you.
Nice.
You go ahead and call me JC if you want.
Don't you ever correct a young person for saying yes, sir, or yes.
But you're allowed to tell them to call me JC.
No, yeah. Never correct them. You say good job.
Oh, good job, Tony.
Good manners.
Good job, Tony.
That's what the parents are teaching.
Thank
we're not going to do
You go ahead and call me sir, I guess. But, Tony, I thought since you love music so much and you did this wonderful thing for the Martinez family, that we're going to go ahead and give you an iTunes gift card so you could buy some music for yourself.
Awesome.
Because I feel like you should be rewarded for what you did.
Thank you.
No. You're welcome.
Thank you, Tony, for setting an excellent example for other kids, okay?
Okay.
Aww. See, music, a gift of music is so exciting.
Merry Christmas, Tony.
You too.
Aww.
Very nice.
Hey, she's a nice girl.
Okay, I want to know something, though.
Yeah.
Tony, what's the first song you're going to buy with that iTunes gift card?
Tony, first song you're going to buy with that iTunes gift card?
Eclipse.
Eclipse.
Jenna, what is that?
The only one I can think of
Total
is Bonnie.
Total Eclipse.
That's what I'm thinking.
Heart.
Yeah, I don't think Tony's going to buy
13.
That one.
I know you're not buying
that. Is Eclipse the name of the group or the song?
It's a song by Jason Stokes.
Okay. Oh, Jason Stokes. Oh, okay.
Hold on. We're looking for it. Hang on just
a second. You got some good music taste right there.
I see Trey over there. Nope. Don't have it.
Maybe a little One Direction, maybe?
I think you're going to be able to get more than one song.
So yeah.
You can get the whole Jason Stokes album if you want.
You'll get a bunch of songs,
or
Tony.
Or you can cherry pick. Whatever you want to do.
All right, Tony. Thank you for sharing with us, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Isn't that cool?
Very nice. Very nice.
Teenagers are not known for talking a lot on the phone.
No.
We're not going to blame her for that one. I'm sure she was a little shocked.
Well, she wasn't expecting anything either, you know?
I just woke up.
Why are we playing this bad boy?
What is
this? Xbox is incredibly difficult to get. The Xbox One?
That's what I hear.
So we decided...
Is it back-ordered or what?
Oh, yeah, Jen, that's back-ordered.
I don't know.
I think some people have to wait till the end of next month to get it. That back-ordered. Maybe even the February.
That has to be so hard, too, as a parent when your kid asks for something like that. And
it's almost like, impossible to get.
It's like maybe you've even saved up and then you just can't even get it for them. It's not even there.
Like a lot of parents are going to have to do the thing where, oh, here's a piece of paper saying you're going to get an Xbox later.
Yeah.
Unless you win our contest.
Our cool contest?
The most annoying Xbox contest ever.
All right.
We have Xbox giveaway.
That's the best name we could come up with. You can sign up right now through Wednesday, December 18th at noon. The contest will occur on Thursday morning, which is December 19th. Also Big Al's birthday.
Yep.
Sign up at KidNation.com. We're going to select five contestants at random to participate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now here it is. Each contestant will be placed on hold, and they'll be singing one of the most annoying Christmas songs all morning long.
Oh, really? So we'll start this at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
We'll call five people up, put them on hold, tell them to sing a Christmas song.
And we'll get a song.
This is one of those we're going to check in when they're on hold and they got to be singing.
Exactly. You will be eliminated if you stop singing or you're disconnected.
Okay.
And here are the songs you will be singing. Santa Baby.
Santa Honey, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lie.
So memorize this one. Or Jingle Bells.
Okay.
We'll do a little Feliz Navidad.
Oh, that gets stuck in my head.
Uh-huh. Maybe you'll get Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Grandma got run over.
That's probably my most annoying one right there.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. That's not annoying at all.
We also have lined up 12 Days of Christmas. Oh. The five songs are going to be posted at KidNation.com, so you can get to know the lyrics. You could print them out so you have them ready, because we're just going to give you the songs. If you don't have it ready, you're going to be out.
My cell phone battery wouldn't last that long, so you better be plugged into an outlet.
Yeah,
be plugged in. Get a landline if you need it. Do whatever you got to do to win this game. Prices. The four finalists will get a $100 gift card.
Okay, so
if you're a runner-up.
Okay.
Yeah. If you get disconnected or you just stop singing because you just got bored. And you don't see any end to the show.
All right, okay. So if you make the top five, you're guaranteed $100.
Yes.
Or
and one grand prize winner will get that Xbox One.
All right.
We only have one, and I promise you it's an Xbox One. It's not just the box with an X on it. It's an actual console. You can buy games for it and everything.
Okay.
Again,
good.
Sign up at KidNation.com for the most annoying Xbox contest ever.
Yay.
Before next Wednesday.
And then be ready Thursday. Man, I'm thinking I'd be peeing and singing. Like, if you came to me and I had to go to the bathroom in that 4 hours.
You just got to risk it.
You have
to. Be like, Santa baby, flush.
Maybe you got to do other things. It doesn't matter. You just got to be singing.
Not just the value to Xbox. It's just a hard-to-get prize. So this is cool. This is big.
If you're grunting while you're singing, we know what you're doing.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Now, I have probably in my hat collection maybe 50 hats, caps.
50 hats.
In that neighborhood. Now, okay, I probably wear the same two or three all the time, but over the years, I've accumulated quite a few hats.
Yeah, recently you wear the one you're wearing now with the mousetrap with a beer bottle.
Uh-huh.
You also wear the one that looks like a 13-year-old boy would wear, the skater hat.
Yeah.
And then you got the paperboy hat.
Sure. And so when I do buy an expensive hat, a lot of hats are free, you know, give them whatever promotion, liquor company, beer company. And then sometimes I'll actually buy a hat. And I bought one the other day that was probably on the top shelf of the hats in my collection. It was $110, I think.
For a hat?
$110,
yeah. Some of them are really nice.
Was it leather?
Yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't leather, but
I like
anyway,
those.
Yeah. So I had this hat, and they sit kind of throughout the house because there's no place for 50 hats. So I put this hat on the day before yesterday, and I noticed while I was looking in the mirror, I said, oh, there's a little string hanging down off of this hat, this expensive hat that I've never even worn before. It's a little string. So I kind of pulled the string thinking, you know, it's not really coming off. So I kind of felt up there, took the hat off, looked at it. My hat had been chewed by Curtis. Curtis chewed not the cheap hat, not the free hat. Curtis sought out and destroyed my $110, $15 hat.
You know, dogs just have a knack for finding the most expensive. Everyone knows this. They find the most expensive whatever it is you have.
I know. Like, he had to go past other hats to get to this hat.
It's like they're designer drug-sniffing dogs, you know?
So what'd you do? You got rid of the dog already?
No, I didn't get rid of the dog. Man, I'm just so frustrated because
Part of it.
I was just telling Janine. She goes, how's Curtis coming with the potty
Janine
training?
Janine would be our makeup artist.
Come on now.
Artist extraordinaire.
Yes. And I said, I don't think I'm training Curtis. I think Curtis is training me.
Yeah.
because, you know, they tell you to take him outside within 2 to 5 minutes after he eats or drinks a lot of water.
Exactly.
And don't give him any attention until he's peed and pooped. Then give him, like, a lot of praise and all this other
stuff. Yeah, that's right.
So, you
know, hard to do that when you're living on the 18th floor, isn't it?
Yeah, because, like, when I get home, he's in, like, I bought this nice crate, this wood crate, right? So he's in this crate. But when I walk in the door, he's like, I'm like, okay, I got to take him outside. But I don't want to let him walk to the elevator because he'll pee on the carpet in the hallway.
But who cares? It's not your carpet.
So I have to pick him up. So I can't not give him some kind of attention because I'm holding him. So I have to hold him and get out. So it's, you know, I know it's a process and it's going to take a little time, but he's still after, how long have I had him? A month now, I guess?
I mean, it took me a year. Your dog's going to be smarter, I hope, than mine. But it took me over a year to potty train him, and I was taking him out 8 times a day.
And with our schedule, you know, that's just not possible.
Yeah, well, best potty training, if you have to be in a house, but it was to hang a bell by the back door. You get a string
down where
the bell goes to where their paw can tap it. And this is before I got a doggy door with George, and he's a Yorkie poo-poo. Poodles are very smart, so he might be the easier dog to train. But every time you'd take him out to pee, before you'd ring the bell at his level, and then take him out, bring him back in, ring the bell. And eventually, he would ring the bell when it was time to go out.
Wow.
Very quickly caught on. But then when I got big and pregnant, if he just was bored and wanted to go out, he'd ring the bell. And I got tired of getting up and down. So that's when I got the doggy door.
Yeah.
But that bell on the string, that's the best. It's the best luck I've ever had training a dog.
Okay. I wish, Kelly, I could put a full-cooked rotisserie chicken outside of a doggy door, and my dog couldn't figure out how to go through the doggy door.
What is this door all
about?
He
is so dumb. He's so dumb. I mean, he's stubborn and smart in some ways, but he's so dumb. I mean, he could have this just steaming hot chicken, and I could put my head through the other side, like, come on. I would go through the doggy door trying to teach him, come on.
You could fit through a doggy door?
I would literally shove George out through the doggy door a few times before because they're kind of scared, like,
Exactly.
Yeah. I would put him through.
Yeah.
But yeah, with the bell, that was before the doggy door. And that got him trained.
I wish I could get a doggy door for my apartment.
You need to get back into a house.
You
if you're
going
to be a dog owner, you're going to have a larger dog. You need a yard. It's just not fair.
This
your
dog's going to be like... People buy cars for their dogs and houses for their dogs. I mean, I want to move because of my dog.
You need a backyard for that dog. He's going to be like 40 to 50 pounds.
I just posted...
And a big doggy door. Your life is going to be so much easier.
Because the house that I have over by you, Kelly, that I used to live in... the girl that was renting that house just moved out. Now, my lease isn't up for another, I don't know, 6 months, I think, 5-6 months. But I don't know. Since it's available, I hate to put somebody in there and then...
Right.
Don't put anybody in there.
Wait on it.
Move into the house and give the dog an opportunity to run away from it just in case he doesn't want to be with you.
Give him a chance.
Just give him the opportunity if he wants to run away.
He's not going
to
run away.
He can go ahead and leave.
But my apartment is so cold in the high rise downtown.
Well,
you have a dog.
You've enjoyed it for a time.
Yeah.
It served its purpose.
No. Have to decide pretty soon.
Did you have bad luck, too, with your other dog? It got into your wallet and ate the $100 bills?
Yeah, that was Queso, I think. Queso was the dog I had
before.
Before, yeah. And Queso would go in my pocket. And he was like, oh, those are ones. I don't need those. Oh, those are fives. No, no, no. Oh, there's a 50. Boom. He just started chewing on it.
Yeah, not. You don't have the best luck with the dogs there,
it's
Big Al.
The dollar bills smelled like bad perfume.
I guess so.
Oh, Jenna.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
It's Friday, which means you might want to go hit the movies either today or tomorrow, maybe even on Sunday. A couple good movies coming out this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And joining us on the phone is a television star. Because on Sunday, she will be co-hosting a holiday movie preview review with Leonard Maltin on the Reels channel. Hello, Gray Drake.
Wow.
What?
Dude, I am so excited about this opportunity because I've admired Leonard Maltin as long as I have existed. And the fact that I get to co-host a movie review show with him is a dream come true. But I have to say that getting to talk to you guys every week is essentially what has helped prepare me.
Aww.
Yeah, because we're professionals.
Well, because the esteemed film critic Leonard Maltin is basically just Big Al in a mock turtleneck.
Thank you. You know what? I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you definitely should.
Well, we can't wait to watch you on TV, Gray. And we can't wait to watch these movies that are coming out this weekend because there's some good ones.
And why don't we start with the movie that I think everybody has spent the better part of a year waiting for.
Okay.
Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas.
That's what I'm talking about.
Madea?
Yeah.
The cast is intriguing.
What?
Do you know Blair from Facts of Life is in this movie?
Shut up, for real?
No.
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
She's totally in this movie, and my friend and I saw her and immediately gasped and went, Lisa!
I know, did I ruin it for everybody
that wasn't aware?
Was it like a spoiler?
It's not a surprise. She's not doing motion capture work. It's actually her, and I love any man that dresses up as a grandma and hits misbehaving children in the head with a hammer. And that is why the Madea movies are great. So this doesn't even have a tomato meter score because they didn't screen it for critics because the movies are critic proof.
People will go watch them anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. You already know whether or not you want to see a Tyler Perry movie. And Madea Christmas is every bit as fun as the title promises because it is Tyler Perry dressed up like a lady, also in a Santa costume. Hilarious.
Nice. I like it.
And Larry the Cable Guy is in this one.
Yeah, I saw the preview where she makes fun of the guy that got shot, the redneck that got shot or something.
Wait, there's a white guy in it?
Right,
yeah.
There is a white guy in it. There's a redneck in it, and he and Madea go head-to-head. And I had asked him whether or not Santa Madea let him sit on her lap and tell him what he wanted, tell her what he wanted for Christmas, and he said, absolutely not. So I just invited him to sit on my lap instead.
Oh, nice.
He's a big dude, isn't he?
Yeah, get it done is right.
Al, are you going to go watch this movie?
Heck yeah, man. It's a law. It's a rule. All black people have to go see Tyler Perry movies when they come out.
You do, or your card is going to get taken away. Mm-hmm. You won't be part of the club anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And what else we got coming out this weekend?
This movie is huge. And I'm not just talking about the dragon. It is The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. And I have to say it like that, Smaug.
Smaug.
So I didn't love the first Hobbit movie. I thought it was a little overly long.
Well, this one's 3 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's pure action. And it is so awesome. It has so many good parts. And everything is perfectly on point in this movie. It doesn't always look perfect. Like, Peter Jackson takes some chances that don't always work, but by the time that the dwarves and Bilbo finally make it to Erebor, where they've spent four or five hours getting to already, you get to see the dragon.
At the end? You got to wait that long?
Well, I mean, not just for this movie, but I mean in combination with the first one. It's taken them a long time to get there, and Smaug looks unbelievable. It's so cool in 3D. He looks really good. The performance is amazing. By the time the movie's over, you're going to wish that you had 2.5 more hours of this.
Yeah, but I'm so sick of 3D.
Yeah.
I'm really so sick of it.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. I think most of the time it's pretty pointless. I think if you're a huge fan, then you should shell out for The Hobbit in 3D. But I could have done without it just as easily. It would have been just as exciting and fun.
Right. Al, how long before you show the dragon?
Any moment now. Get ready,
Kelly. And again, no need for 3D.
No.
It's a baby dragon.
Yeah. Right.
A baby dragon, which is coincidentally called a drake. Hello.
Hey.
Look
Whoa,
at you.
Who knew?
Thanks, baby.
Thanks, y'all.
We'll catch you on the Reels channel this Sunday, Gray.
Yeah, I'm excited
Yay.
About that.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Alrighty. Bye.
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 Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Thank you.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Closed captioning provided by
Kid Craddock in the morning.
So tell me, girl, what you say.
Kelly Raspberry and I sat down with the Jason Derulo, who is rumored, I don't know if it's a rumor or it might be out there, but he might be marrying Jordan Sparks. And this is how our interview went. With the guy who Kelly stole a shirt from.
And yet another celebrity that is matching Kelly Raspberry completely. Jason Derulo joining us on the couch.
Who knew we were also trendy?
My bearded brother. How about these apples?
Yeah, he's looking.
What do you mean? Your beard doesn't exist,
bro.
That's
a month, bro.
That's not a month. You're lying
that
right now.
That is a month, my man.
On his chin, at least.
That's no shave November right there?
Yeah. I'm going to shave it tomorrow for the ladies. That's how it goes. Jason, if you want to call the cops on Kelly Raspberry, you are more than welcome to.
I am not touching him at this moment.
No, not because of that. She stole one of your shirts at the Kids Kids concert.
Nah, she didn't steal it. It was given to her.
It was gifted to me, and I verified it tonight because I was afraid, first of all, that someone gave me a fake shirt and that it wasn't really your DNA and sweat all over it.
No, it was definitely my shirt.
Does that creep you out?
One of the dancers, right?
Yeah, one of the dancers. Your dancers, by the way, are just so nice. Yeah. I love watching them. Even when they're not on stage with you and they kind of run off to the side, mm-hmm. they're still dancing. And they're uh-huh. still, you know, like they're doing the handstands and stuff. They're so into it.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's got to be really hard because you're basically, I mean, even though the crowd's different every night, you're still doing the same show every night. How do you keep it fresh?
You know what? Like we're like a family. You know, I really feel like my dancers and my DJ, like they're stars as well. And I feature them in my show, even, you know, like a shorter show like tonight. I still feature them because I feel like they're a major part of my show. And dancing is such a huge part of who I am in my life. So I got a great group of guys, and it took a really long time to find the best dancers in the world, but I found them.
And, you did.
They're really awesome dancers, and they're awesome people in general. So as we've grown as a team and as dancers, we've also grown as a family as well.
Right.
So, I mean, you could kind of see that on stage, you know what I'm saying? So we continue to get better and better so that it stays fresh because we're always, you know, we say that we're only as good as our last show. You know, so like even today, like I started off with a headache and, you know, like we prayed before the show and they're like, you know, please, Lord, let, you know, just touch Jason. Because my mic was on, so I couldn't say the prayer. Because I was like, damn, what?
You don't want it to go over
on?
The public?
Yeah. So one of the guys, you know, he was like, God, you know, just please touch Jason's head, you know, like, and make sure that he's okay during the show, blah, blah, blah. So it's like a really family environment.
It worked.
Man.
And yeah. You seemed pain-free.
Yeah.
You danced like you were pain-free.
You know what? After the first three songs, I was cool.
You're feeling it. Speaking of dancing, how about One Direction dancing your song Talk Dirty?
Oh, that was crazy.
Now you need a comeback. So you should do their song Best Night Ever.
Best song ever.
Whatever. I'm more of a Jason Derulo man right now.
You that should was
do
so funny.
Best song ever.
I should. You know what? That's a good idea.
Slow it down a little bit. Throw all a little right. Jason Derulo.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry.
Should I dance crazy to it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Right. I'm going to do that.
And slow it down a little bit. When's that coming out, Jason? So we can tell people.
You know what? I'm going to make that happen this week, man. I think that's a great idea, actually.
Jason, if you make it happen this week, I will pay you so little money, but thank you so much. Jason Derulo.
I got you.
Make sure you get his album or his song, Talk Dirty.
Yeah, Talk Dirty is out.
And Talk Dirty. That's all you got to do. My man, best of luck, dude.
Thanks, bro.
Always good seeing you, dude.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.